brush brooms.
How were they made?
Well, you'd usually get alders down on the branch, and you tie them together with cord or sometimes wire.
No, you got what kind? What did you get on the branch?
Alders, A-L-D-E-R-S.
Alders?
This would be to sweep the backyard.
Yes.
Well, then you made the broom you swept in the house to the right?
Yeah, well, you talking about the broom sedge?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was going to come to that.
Did you show him one of those down at the museum?
No, I didn't.
That one of mine is down there.
Well, have you ever heard of broom sedge? You ought to in Florida.
Yeah. Well, yes, sir, I have. Mr. Ward told me about it. I just wanted to see if you would.
Well, goodness, everybody had the.
Well, I used to have one of those.
Yeah.
And then the fine thing, you sweep bare floors with, sweep under the bed. You see that long and limber, and you can reach under there and get the dust
out. Is that, they're what, about that long?
Oh, a bit
longer than
that.
What, 4 feet?
Well, you get that tall broom sedge, it might be way up here, real, sure enough, long one, but then sadly some of that short, you know, would be way down like that.
What about anywhere from, 3.5 to 5 feet?
Yeah, I'd say so. 5, let's see, I'm nearly 6. Yeah, 5 would be about right, I'd say.
You ever find any 7 or 8 feet tall around here?
You mean broom sedge?
Yeah.
No, but I can take you down to the Black Belt and let you see a whole pastures of it.
That's that tall? How tall does it get? How tall has you ever seen it get?
Well, the tallest I've ever seen is in the Black Belt, around Montgomery and out west of Montgomery and anywhere in that Black Belt country.
How tall does that get down there?
I'd say we've seen it 8 feet all right. Goodness, it grows.
Hmm.
But our broom sedge simply doesn't grow that tall. Almost never, unless it's a very rich place. Then broom sedge won't grow that long.
Yeah. Okay. This is kind of a fill in the blank. Is it like women usually, or some years ago anyway, women usually did their what on Monday?
You know about your washing?
Yes.
Yeah, that was common practice with Mama.
Was it fairly common here?
That's what you used to do, what in Sally, in the early days. So you still do it a good bit.
I still wash on Monday.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the permits?
Did, after you do the washing and hang them out to dry and everything like that, and then you got to go in and what do you call that?
Iron, a press. I don't know what else you fold. Sometimes you just fold them and lay them away.
Okay. If a door is open and you don't want it that way, what might you tell someone to do with it?
Well, depending on who it was and how you felt about them.
Okay. If it was someone.
But in any case, you'd say, how about shutting that door? Shut that door!
Okay. What do you call the boards on the outside of a house that lap over each other?
I guess you're talking about bedding boards. And we used to have another term for cabins that were built with your boards up and down and then stripped like you're talking about. I've tried several times lately to remember what we did say, and I'd say my soul, I can't.
Now, the one you're talking about now are vertical.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what about the ones that are horizontal? You call those batten
well,
boards?
Well, we didn't use batten boards that way.
Okay, but you use batten boards vertically.
We'd either use ceiling. Well, in modern times, we use shiplap a good bit and weatherboarding, for goodness sake.
Clapboards,
didn't you call them? Yeah, clapboards would be applied a certain, that same technique under certain conditions. Clapboards were used along the roof. But you could use clapboards on the sides, you know.
On a house that's kind of an L-shaped house, you know, and the roof comes together, what do you call the angle where the roof comes together where it's like that? Do you have a name for that?
Oh, yeah. Used to have. I don't think it's in my mind anymore.
Okay. How about valley? Is that